Well, hello everyone. Hope you're doing well today. Now, earlier I uploaded this video a first time and it had an audio visual sync issue. So I've re-uploaded it. I had to re-render it. As you'll see, I recorded it on a different day. But I thought, you know, why not stick a new intro on it, show you my new smoking jacket, which I've bought to protect my clothes from the cigar smoke. And also to mention that it's the summer sale, ladies and gentlemen, has started a day. It's the Academic Agency Summer Sale. Use the promo code SCORCHER. 25% off all courses. SCORCHER. Get it now. SCORCHER. 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 Promo code SCORCHER. 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 Buy it now. Well, hello everyone. Today I'm going to be talking about this old book by Peter Hitchens here, The Cameron Delusion, about an idea that has really had its day, which is the entire project of David Cameron. I'm going to be talking about this tomorrow as well, as it pertains to reform and their current tactics and the idea of triangulation on the right, because it just doesn't work. And this book by Hitchens, less talked about than The Abolition of Liberty or A Brief History of Crime and his first book, The Abolition of Britain, both of which are classics. This one is much less talked about, but it is basically completely on the money and worth looking back on now, because it basically shows how the entire Cameron project was one long, unforced error by the Tory party, which condemned Britain to its current abject misery, because the Tory party David Cameron took it upon himself to internalise all of the, as he calls them here, conventional left-wing dogmas into the Conservative Party. And they decided, for some reason, that they were no longer going to contest all of the things that they had previously contested. So they just gave the entire political ground over to Blairism. This won't be new to anybody watching this. Everybody knows this, of course. But I think it's, at this moment, worth the past 15 years or so, and why the 14 years of the Tory party in power that we have just gone was such a disaster. Why am I turning back to this book now? Because I believe this project, this Cameronista project, this nonsense, red Tory bullshit that they've been doing, this New Labour light. You know, I've said so many times, why have cotton when I can have silk? That's Blair himself, right? Why would you want this pale imitation? I believe this project is done and dusted now. It has been shown to be an abject failure. And it is now yesterday's politics. It is yesterday's politics. This is why I believe that the Tory party are now ripe for reinvention and a kind of revolutionary takeover by Rupert Lowe and people who think like Rupert Lowe, because frankly Britain needs a party that represents the views of the majority of the nation, who basically think very similar sorts of things to people like Peter Hitchens and other people on the so-called right. Never liked these terms, right and left. If you think about Peter Hitchens, Peter Hitchens is not some kind of like crazy laissez-faire kind of pro-capitalist guy. He kept many of his left-wing economic priors, but he's also a social conservative and he doesn't like insane things. I think basically that's where most people in the country are and have always been. It's only really the elite class who think differently in this little you know, M25 Westminster bubble, really. All the rest of the nation basically have common sense. And I'm not talking about kind of like, oh yeah, let's have a government of right-wing nut jobs, you know, goose-stepping and all this sort of stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about a party that will just represent the views of most people. And David Cameron, when he you know, basically unilaterally decided to take the Tory party in this direction, it basically caused a kind of massive acceleration of, you know, the country didn't need to accelerate towards the doom and the cliff edge that we've been facing right now. The Tory party decided to do that. And I have come to the point, you know, after going through the whole cycle of zero seats and wishing to destroy the Tory party, I'm actually of the, I'm now of the opinion, it's like, well, you caused this mess, the Tory party, caused the problem in the first place by going in this David Cameron direction. So maybe they should be the vehicle to clean up the mess that they've created and to undo so many of the miseries that have been inflicted on the nation in the past 14 years. Sounds counterintuitive, but that is where we are right now, as I talked about with Lowe taking over. So yeah, just a quick video really to ask people to take a look back on this Hitchens book at this moment, because so many of the, I mean, it's so simple, so much of it, so much common sense. Just to see all of the ways in which the Tory party went wrong and how they may easily self-correct with a little bit of drive, vision, determination and imagination. Pick up a course at the Academic Agency. Buy it now. Trivium, of course. Foundations of Shakespeare. All the other great courses. And I'll see you tomorrow. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.